Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Oh, look at this. Now, finally, my levels are back.
Are you getting to work?
No. It's funny. Yesterday, I had no levels. I couldn't understand what was wrong with my fucking board. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, the levels are back. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're putting a new board in next week, so this is like academic what I'm doing, but. Because I'm losing the fader on the mic, you know. Mm-hmm. But yesterday when I was trying to do this shit, the levels were way down. And now I see that they're way up. So.
Weird.
Very weird. Very weird. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Yeah, I just turned the board on just to look and see what's up.
Okay. Well.
So, darling girl. So, you're going to bed now, honey? Hmm?
I guess I will.
Are you going
to
go to bed?
I'd rather stay and talk to you. I really would. What the hell? Call me back at 12:30.
Oh, yay. Now, I don't know if it's going to be... what time is it right now? Yeah, I can call you back at 12:30.
12:07. Don't rush. Don't ever rush through anything.
Okay, honey. It might be closer to 1. Oh, shit. It might be closer to 1.
That's okay.
All right. I hate keeping you awake. I love you. Okay, and I do... And I love talking to you, baby. I just don't want your health to suffer. You know what I mean? But I'll call you. And if you're tired, you can just say, hey, baby, I got to go to sleep, you know?
Okay.
But I'll call you. Okay. I'll try to make it as soon as possible.
Don't rush. Take your time and do your show.
Okay, darling girl. And I'm talking loud on purpose because I'm looking at the levels on my thing and it sucks. Okay.
Okay.
You are my fucking dream. And I don't know what I did to deserve you, but I'm pretty sure I know what I did to deserve you. I just stopped thinking about the past and started thinking about the future and started thinking about the future in creative and positive and wonderful ways and stopped hating things and stopped being bitter about things. And here you came, this little bundle of beautiful, sexy, intelligent. And I gotta wait for you. You're like I said, you're like a Christmas present that I gotta wait to unwrap.
No. It is funny.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But no, the way it played out for both of us, the same way simultaneously, is crazy to me.
I told Don that too. Yeah, I told Don that. So that's the thing about us is that we're simpatico. There's just this parallel life tracks and crazy shit like that, you know.
Did you think that was weird?
No, he was, you know, Don's a romantic man like me, you know. Uh-huh. He dug all that. Uh-huh. You know, like I said, I could maybe sense a little, well, you know, I'm sure he's happy for his friend Phil, and maybe he wishes that he had a little bit of that in his life.
But he probably knows what shit you went through.
Yeah.
Some of it, at least.
And I think for Don and Pam, man, I don't know what it's like to grow old with somebody. I never did. So you and I will... grow old together. Yeah. But I'll never, ever take you for granted, baby. I'll never take you for granted. Never.
Oh.
I won't. I just won't. Okay?
I won't take you for granted either, you know?
What if I'm too much of a fucking animal or something, you know, like... You know what I mean?
Like in bed?
Yeah, I mean, what if I'm like, you know, really sexually demanding? I don't think I'll be that. Weird.
I don't think you're that weird. I think I can control you.
I love that. I fucking love that. That's awesome. That is so awesome. I can control you. I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you know, just spinning. I'm just spinning here, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think I can control you. I love that. That's awesome.
That's my plan.
I love you, baby. I can't wait to see you. I just can't wait to see you. And, you know, I sure hope our world is feeling better by then, you know, and we'll keep a good thought for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, All right.
All right, sweetie. Let's
get going. All right,
love you, baby doll. I'll talk to you before 1, right? Is that our plan? Okay. Okay, darling. I'll see you then. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shit. Here we go. Hey, it's Phil Henry here. Welcome to our pre-show for today, the 17th of March, 2020. And we've got an encore show that we will do, another encore show to do for you this week. Things are a little out of whack. As you know, I was supposed to be out of town this week, and I'm not. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll have brand new shows for you. And we will, you know, together explore the crazy thing that present-day America and the world MR. Right now, I'm looking at the levels on my board. What the fuck is up, man? Test, 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 test. Look at this, man. I'm getting squirrely readings here, Jim Joe. You know? That's what it's looking like to me, man. Adam, we got to get that fucking board in, man. We got a new board we got to get in. God damn it. What is this, man? Is this the 17th? Rename. I don't want to rename it. I just want to make sure. Where's the 17th, bitch? That is the 16th, Jack. I don't want the goddamn 16th. Move to trash. This is rename. This is the 17th. This should be the 17th. And this should be the 17th. It is. Okay, groovy. And I know I keep the, that's why I moved the microphone right in front of my kisser last night, because I wanted to check these levels out. They just don't, they are not hot enough. Hey, hello, Phil Henry here. When I first turned the goddamn board on tonight, it was good enough. Sorry that we don't have a video version of this, because we've already cut our video from the encore show. Let me look here and take a look at the show log for the 17th. Am I right about that? Yeah. All right. So what we got here, Dave Oliva sort of admires North Korea. Jay Santos cheers on as another guy getting his ass kicked. As another guy gets his ass kicked. I think I know what this is. And Don, hello, there goes the fucking, and Don Mixa is really looking forward to Chelsea Handler's new talk show. This is from that's from the March 17, 2016. In the wake of Janet Jackson's Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction, Phil discusses Clear Channel's lawsuit against the Howard Stern Show for indecency. Clear Channel didn't sue Howard Stern. What is that? What lawsuit did Clear Channel file against Howard Stern? Did they? Raj Fanin says, you should be courteous to Middle East immigrants. In America, Jeff Dowder says, Lance Armstrong competing in the Tour de France is like America rubbing the nose of the French poodle in its own excrement. When did Clear Channel sue Howard Stern? That is funny. Oh, you know, Howard didn't work for Clear Channel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. God damn it, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2. Where is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. One time I had, was it last year? I was running the compression so high one day, I don't know what I was doing, that when Margaret went to scream, she went to scream, I think she was falling out of a building or something, and it was like, I mean, the compressor just killed it, man, just smothered it. Quarantine day 28. Bitch, I ain't been in quarantine more than, like, 3 days. Finished all the frozen peaches and fudgesicles. Why? If I retweet myself, why doesn't it go to the very top of the feed? Who gives a shit, Lee? These people asking these dumb fucking questions.
if we take the vaccine, is it going to be good for 1 year, or do we have to keep getting boosters, or does it, is it good for the rest of the life that we have, that we currently enjoy and are being in the middle of? Just a reminder, Florida, make sure you goddamn vote tomorrow or vote today. Florida Democrats, show up and fucking vote. And don't tell me that you're afraid of contamination. Clearwater fucking beach. Aerial shot at Clearwater Beach. Millions of motherfuckers on that Clearwater Beach. I guess those people don't care whether they get sick or not. And you know, you can get sick as a young person. This isn't about that you won't, that you're immune. It just is that the likelihood of you getting seriously ill is very, very unlikely. Okay? But you can contract coronavirus as a young person and get sick. You can get a fever. You can be, you know, knocked on your ass for a few days, but which is never fun. But, you know, your life is not necessarily in danger. Okay. I'm going to find, why the hell is that nut? That's really interesting, man. Coffee filters do the job as well, according to Mike Judge. Who tweeted that people were ripping into him because of the Cornholio cartoon. The Holy Cornholio, where he's collecting toilet paper. Use the phone book as well. Well, I don't know exactly why it is that my retweet did not goddamn well go out. That's pissing me the fuck off, man. All right, guys. Time for fun here with Phil Hendry and friends. And this is our... it's been crazy, man. This is our show for today. And I just track back through the pre-show. I think I already told you what it is about. It's Dave Oliva is going to be with us. Jay Santos is on the show. Don Mixa, looking forward to Chelsea Handler. We have a BSP classic about Janis Jackson's wardrobe malfunction and a alleged lawsuit from Clear Channel against Howard Stern and Raj Fanny and a bunch of other shit. See you guys. We'll have a new show Wednesday, the 18th. New show 18th, 19th, 20th. Love you. See it today on Facebook / Instagram / a bunch of shit.